Epileptic Inspiration. It's a wine that we've been making for many, many years. 2012 was the first vintage. It is a straight Semillon from a place called Elgin. Elgin is, if you travel from the Strand where I live, that's now 40 minutes from Cape Town. So basically Cape Town, you go up the East Coast. You travel, you go over a big pass called the Solaris Pass. You're on your way to Grabouw. You go past Grabouw and then a few kilometers after Grabouw, you turn right towards the ocean. It's a road called Valley Road. It grows on like a little outcrop on a fruit farm. It's a mainly fruit farm. And then the rest of the vineyards are owned by a guy called André van Wyk. He lives in Cape Town. He's not a trained farmer, if you want to put it like that. He's a guy with a passion for really great grapes. And him and my viticulturist, Jaco Engelbrecht, he works for me on a consultancy basis. They work really hard in the vineyard and they farm to perfection, and it's a really great place to be involved with. It took many, many years to get the vineyards up to standard and to get them into their full potential. And I think the vineyards, all of them on that little mountainous outcrop, are on a place where it's going to produce awesome wines from now into the very long future. Now, Epileptic Inspiration went through many phases. In the beginning years, we made everything in old French oak. We picked slightly ripe, 14% alcohol. The vines were young, so hard to manage. Nowadays, the vines are older. They're more concentrated. They're more established. The crop's a little bit lower, easier to manage. Goes through a very subtle ripening phase through the end of harvest. And we pick it in two different pickings, an early and a late one. Early one for... well, it's not really for acidity. It's just for more herbaceousness, if you want to put it like that. Elgin grapes has got a massive high acidity, even riper grapes. So you don't have to pick for acid the first picking. We do it for the herbaceous component that Semillon brings to the table. And then we also have a later picking, slightly riper, more fruit, more power in the wine, and then we ultimately blend those two components together. We age them in different components, different vessels. It's a larger blend, so a little bit in amphora, a little bit in older French oak, but then we also introduced in 2021 some new oak. 2021 was a vintage that we had to pick very early because of lots of rain. We made a wine that was 12.5%, very herbaceous. The 2022 is back to a little bit more balanced, if you want to put it like that. So we've got an early picking like the 2021, but then also a later picking. We had not as much rain in that season, so we could manage it fairly well. It received a nice chunk of new oak. The new oak thing started with me chatting to the winemaker from Buchanan's Kloof and him saying, oh, we've got some new oak on our Semillon. And I love their wine. So I was thinking, goodness, maybe I should try that. So we use Italian produced French and German oak. No toasting level. So not wood that was actually burned inside. It's just pure, very well expensive, good quality French and German oak in contact with wine. It stays on the lease for 10 months. We blend and bottle the components. The name Epileptic Inspiration, it's from me actually in the beginning years only designing my labels on Microsoft Word, making little blocks, writing blank bottle, giving each story a title, and the title becoming the batch name of the wine. But the design was very simple, very just a block on Word. The reason I did it is I didn't have money to pay for a designer. I didn't have the designing skills and I couldn't draw pictures. As a child, I never drew. I was not arty. My brother is really arty. He could draw as a child really well. But then I started getting epilepsy about 16 years ago. And after three huge epileptic fits, I started drawing pictures and I've not stopped. So I believe that something in my brain changed and I started become more... I don't like the word artistic because I think everybody's artistic in different ways. Some accountants I've met say that they're not artistic. I think they're quite artistic when it comes to figures and math. So that's... and also tax, I would say. But in any case, that is besides the point. I became more artistic in a sense of drawing and pictures. So I believe that something my brain changed, that I became more artistic. And I, from there on, you could see from 2011, around that time, everything changed. So look on my website, you'll see these blocky word kind of designs. And then it changed to more interesting lino cuts, charcoal sketches, just silicone walls or whatever I do to basically tell the story without using words. And the epileptic inspiration marks the change of everything. That's the line in the sand, the time when everything changed. I took a picture of my brain scan, my MRI, put it on the label, called it epileptic inspiration. And yeah, that is the 2022.